Title: Sampler Start Automation for Vocal Chops Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most. Why does this sound so pro? Tricks in drum and bass. Vocal chops that act like a rhythmic instrument without manually slicing a million little pieces. The core idea today is simple. Instead of chopping the audio clip into regions, we load one vocal into sampler, then automate sample start, so every MIDI hit plays a different micro moment of the same recording. You're basically scanning through the phrase like it's a sample index, and once this is locked in, your vocal stops being a vocal on top and starts behaving like percussion that talks. Set yourself up first. Put your project at 172 BPM, that classic rolling tempo. Get a basic drum groove going. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats or shuffles to keep it driving. If you want to level up instantly, drag in a reference track and mute it. You're not copying, you're calibrating. It keeps your density and swing in the right DNB universe. Now choose your vocal. This matters more than people think. You want consonants, T's, K's, SH, P's. Anything with a clear transient at the start. Breath, little yelps, hard syllables, those are gold for chopping. Drag the vocal into an audio track. Find a clean phrase, 1 to 4 bars is plenty. Select it and consolidate so you've got one tidy file. Then do a quick cleanup. Throw on a Q8 and high pass somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz. We're not looking for sub in a vocal chop. If it's noisy, use a gate lightly. But be careful. Don't shave off the consonants, because consonants are literally the punch of this whole technique. Now we build the instrument. Create a new MIDI track. Load Ableton sampler onto it. Then drag your consolidated vocal into sampler's sample display. At this moment, it's playable, but it doesn't feel like a chop machine yet. So let's make it chop friendly. Go to sampler's amp envelope. For tight rolling DNB stabs, we usually want a gated, percussive shape. Set attack super short, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. Here's the teacher note. Release is one of the main reasons people get mush. If your chops blur into each other, it's almost always release too long or too many voices overlapping. So set voices low. One voice is clean and non-overlapping, very controlled. Two or three voices can give you a bit of crowd energy, but it can also smear if your envelope is too long. For now, set voices to 1. We can loosen it later. Next, we're not warping here. In sampler, you're scanning the raw sample, and we want transients to stay crisp. So generally, keep it natural and transient rich. Cool. Now we lay down the grid that the chop will play on. A MIDI clip. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on your sampler track. Program a DNB-ish rhythm using mostly 16 THS with gaps. A good starting pattern is, it's on beat 1, then late in beat 1, then somewhere in beat 2 offbeat, then beat 3, then 3 and, then late in beat 4. The exact pattern doesn't matter as long as it's syncopated and leaves air for the snare. Important: keep all the MIDI notes the same pitch at first. Don't try to make it melodic yet. The variation today comes from sample start, not from pitch. Now we get to the main event. Automating sample start. Hit it to show automation mode. In the automation chooser for this track, pick sampler, then find sample start. Before you draw anything, do this. Loop your 1-bar MIDI clip, and scrub sample start with your mouse while it plays. You are hunting for good hits. Think of them as bookmarks, plosives, vowel pops, breath ticks, little texture moments. Try to find 5 to 12 spots that sound like they could be drum hits. This step is everything, because it turns the process from random to intentional. Now, draw your automation as steps, not smooth ramps. Steps: you want the value to jump to a new start position for each note, like selecting different frames in a flipbook. Set your automation grid to match your rhythm, usually 1/16. Then place breakpoints only on those step boundaries. This keeps it consistent when you duplicate clips, and it keeps you sane. And here's a big why: is it triggering the wrong syllable? Fix: sampler reads the current start value at note on. That means if your automation change happens after the note starts, it won't affect that hit. So get into the habit of placing the automation change a hair before the note, even just on the step right before it, or slightly earlier by a tick or two. That tiny habit makes the instrument feel reliable. Musically, don't change the start point on every single hit unless you mean to. Drum and bass hooks need repetition. Pick 2 or 3 signature start points and reuse them, especially around snare-adjacent moments where the groove is most recognizable. Then introduce a new start point as a pickup into beat 4. That's a classic place to generate hype, because it leads into the next bar. If the chop effect isn't obvious, make it more locked, more step-like, more deliberate jumps. You're not painting a curve, you're picking syllables. Once start automation is working, add the second dimension, velocity. This is where it starts sounding played. Keep timing tight and quantized if you want, but vary the velocities so a few hits feel like accents and a few feel like ghost notes. That human dynamic makes a massive difference at 172. Now let's tighten the feel without wrecking the pattern. First, note length. If you want crisp chops, shorten notes to somewhere between 1/32 and 1/16. If you want the words to be more recognizable, go longer like 1/8 and reduce the number of triggers. If your chop feels like it's sitting behind the drums, don't immediately start dragging MIDI notes off the grid. Instead, use track delay on the sampler track. Try -5 to -15 milliseconds. That seats the vocal into the pocket fast, and you keep your MIDI pattern clean. If you're getting clicks at the edges, slightly raise attack. Even 2 to 5 milliseconds can solve it. If that makes it too soft, don't undo the fix. Keep the clean attack and compensate with saturation or transient shaping later. Now we shape the tone with a very DNB-friendly stock chain. First EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 HC. Then listen for harshness in the 2.5 to 5K range. If it's biting your face off, do a gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. This keeps it exciting without getting painful at high speed. Then saturator. Analog clip mode is a great place to start. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This makes the chop stay present in the mix without you turning it up and fighting the snare. Add auto filter for movement. You can do low pass or band pass. Keep it subtle. If you want a little motion, add a tiny LFO at 1/8 or 1/4, but small amount. The start automation is already doing the main rhythm. The filter is just giving phrase level movement. Then compression. Not to crush it, just to stabilize it. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so consonants still punch through, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then utility. If it's wandering too wide or messy, pull width into something like 70 to 100%. For vocals, you don't need stereo low end. Keep the core stable. For space, do it the DNB way. Controlled, not washed. Put hybrid reverb on a return track. Short plate or short room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. High cut around 6 to 10k. Then automate the send for throws, especially at phrase ends. That way the groove stays tight, but you still get those big moment tails. Quick extra pro move. On that reverb return, put a short delay before the reverb, like 15 to 40 milliseconds. Low feedback. That pre-delay trick keeps the chop punchy while still giving a tail when you throw it. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the basic thing is grooving. Variation 1. Two-lane start automation. Find two clusters in your sample. One that's consonant heavy and one that's more vowel or sustain. Use consonants for downbeats and vowels for offbeats. It instantly sounds intentional, like call and response inside one bar. Variation 2. Fake vocal flams. Duplicate a note. Make the first one super short, like 1/64 to 1/32. Place it 5 to 20 milliseconds early, and set its start point slightly earlier in the same word, like catching the consonant. Then the main hit grabs the body. You get a realistic articulation that feels human and aggressive. Variation 3. Clip-to-clip workflow. Make four versions of the same MIDI rhythm, but with different start automation maps. Hook, response, fill, sparse. Then you arrange by swapping clips, not redrawing automation every time. This is how you scale it into a full track quickly. And a big DNB arrangement tip. Respect the snare. If a chop is landing on 2 and 4 with a ton of midrange, it will mask the snare crack. Either move the chop, shorten it, or choose a start point that's less mid-forward, like a breathy or vowel-only moment. Save your sharp consonants for the spaces around the snare, late 1, 2 and, 3 and, late 4. That's where they hype the groove instead of fighting it. If you want it darker or heavier, resample. Seriously. Record 8 bars of your automated chops to audio. Then mute the MIDI instrument and listen. If it still grooves without you watching the automation lane, you're winning. After resampling, you can print and punish. A little redux, a little saturator, a bit of EQ. Printed audio often sounds more cohesive than infinite live automation. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice structure you can follow right now. Pick a 2 to 4 bar phrase. Load it into sampler. Set attack 1 millisecond. Decay 120, sustain off, release 60. Voices at 1. Write a 1-bar rhythm mostly 16 THS with rests. Automate sample start with exactly 8 step changes. Repeat one start position on beat 3 and to make a hook. Then do a quick fill on 4E and a using 1/32 notes, same start position, just to create that rush into the next bar. Add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, utility, resample 8 bars. Mute the MIDI track. Check if the printed audio still feels like a hook. Wrap up so you remember what matters. Sampler start automation turns one vocal recording into a playable chop instrument. The key is tight envelopes, stepped automation that lands before each hit, and repetition so it's a motif, not chaos. Then you mix it to sit in a rolling 172 BPM groove with simple stock tools and keep your space controlled with throws, not constant reverb. If you tell me what kind of vocal you're using, like spoken hype, rap phrase, sung note, clean or lo-fi, and what substyle you're aiming for, liquid, jump up, neuro, I can suggest a set of 8 bookmark start points and a hook response fill automation plan that'll land fast.